Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Peterson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kent Peterson. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Buddy Lively now pitching. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wirostek. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 8-0, Giants. Ken Burkhart now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wirostek. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Wirostek throws the ball into Bloodworth, who relays the ball to Hatton, who tags Irvin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 10-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Mueller moves to second. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing center field. Johnny Wirostek now playing left field. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wirostek reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Claude Corbett now playing shortstop. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Berthas now playing third base. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Burkhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jansen reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing left field. Buddy Kerr now playing shortstop. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Corbett moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Johnny Mize. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe LaFatta now playing first base. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Burkhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Corbett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.